a production of South Dakota Public Broadcasting.
House of Representatives will now come to order. We have a special guest with us today leading our prayer. Mr. Tamrat Liney spoke at the governor's prayer breakfast this morning. He's been actively involved in the military and leadership roles in Ethiopia, including prime minister and overseer of the Red Cross. Unfortunately, he also spent 12 years as a political prisoner in Ethiopia. He delivered a beautiful speech this morning to our governor's prayer breakfast, and today he will be leading us in prayer, followed by Paige John Reiners from Pierre, leading us in the Pledge of Allegiance.
Our dearest Heavenly Father, at this time of the day, allow us to glorify your name and allow us to ask you your presence among us here in this venue, in this hall. Dear Father, we pray for the leaders of this state and also for the leaders of the nation. Everything is yours, dear Lord, including the nation, the peoples. All the things are yours. There is nothing that we claim to be ours. It's from you and from you alone. We pray to bless this meeting. We pray to give these leaders, your children, men and women, the wisdom of glorifying in all their legislations, in all their laws, rules, their decisions be according to your will and according to your heart. We pray to bless this state. We pray to bless this nation. We pray our day would be of according to your will and to your path. Heavenly Father, bless us in loving one another. Despite all the differences between us, bless us in forgiving one another. Bless us in coming into unity, into one spirit and mind for our state, for our nation, for the nation of America, for the nation, for the state of South Dakota, and for this city, and for all of us with our families. Bless us to be your servant leaders, Lord. And let's know your understanding. Let's discern your will in all our decisions. In the greatest name of our Lord Jesus Christ, we pray. Amen.
I
Clerk, will please call the roll.
Representative Anderson, Bartling, Boland, Kamak, Campbell, Carson, Consett, Craig, Cronin, Dryden, Duvall, Eklund, Erickson, Feichert, Feinstein, Gibson, Greenfield, Don Hager, Jenna Hager, Hayek, Cox, Holly, Heineman, Heinert, Hickey, Hoffman, Hunhoff, Johns, Kaiser, Killer, Kirschman, Kopp, Langer, Lateral, Lust, Magstead, May, Mickelson, Munsterman, Nelson, Nordstrup, Olsen, Otten, Parsley, Peterson, Qualm, Rasmussen, Ring, Romkema, Rounds, Rosum, Russell, Schaefer, Shanefish, Shrimp, Sly, Soli, Solem, Stalzer, Steele, Stevens, Tolson, Tyler, Vercio, Werner, Westra, Wick, Wink, Wismer, and Speaker Gosch.
Here.
Mr. Speaker, a quorum is present.
Approval of the journal.
Mr. Speaker, the Committee on Legislative Procedure respectfully reports that the Chief Clerk of the House has had under consideration the House Journal of the seventh day. All errors typographical or otherwise are duly marked in the temporary journal for correction, and we hereby move the adoption of the report. Respectfully submitted, Brian G. Gosch, Chair.
Those in favor of approving the journal will signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Those opposed, nay. Journal is approved. With us today in the gallery off to my left is a group from Partners in Policymaking. The individuals are from all corners of the state of South Dakota and are disability advocates. The Leadership Empowerment Program facilitated by the South Dakota Advocacy Services is in its 22nd year in South Dakota, and over 500 citizens have successfully completed the course. Earlier today, the group met with legislators, including myself, Representative Hawks, Representative Sly, Senators Buell and Valley, presenting mock testimony and learning about the legislative process. If you're able to stand, please stand and be recognized. Reports of standing committees.
The Committee on State Affairs respectfully reports that House Bill 1070 do pass, House Bill 1047 do pass as amended. David Lust, Chair. The Committee on Education respectfully reports that House Bill 1030 do pass, House Bill 1029, 1031, and 1032 do pass and be placed on the consent calendar. House Bill 1033 do pass as amended. Jacqueline Sly, Chair. The Committee on Commerce and Energy respectfully reports that House Bill 1049 do pass, House Bill 1048 do pass and be placed on the consent calendar, and House Bill 1053 do pass as amended. Roger D. Solem, Chair. The Committee on Appropriations respectfully reports that House Bill 1022, 1039, and 1041 do pass. House Bill 1009 and 1010 do pass and be placed on the consent calendar. House Bill 1028 do pass as amended. House Bill 1034 do pass as amended. And House Bill 1007, 1008, and 1020 were deferred to the 41st legislative day. Fred Romkema, Chair.
Messages.
Mr. Speaker, I have the honor to transmit herewith Senate Bills 30, 56, 57, 63, and 64, which have passed the Senate, and your favorable consideration is respectfully requested. Respectfully, Jeanette Shipper, Secretary.
Motions and resolutions.
House Page Resolution 1. Representative Lust moves that House Page Resolution 1 be adopted.
Those in favor of adopting the resolution will signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Those opposed, nay. I dare anybody to vote no on that one. The resolution is adopted. Before I turn over to Representative Consett, I'd like to personally thank the Pages. They come here, sacrifice, being out of school, which I know they would probably just rather be in and working hard in their classes, but they come here and they don't get paid much, but they do help us out a lot. And with that, Representative Consett.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. Before I get started, does anybody need coffee? You are such a vital part of this process, and without you, we could not do our jobs thoroughly. You guys, a couple of observations that I made in the past few years. You'll probably never want to see a copier again. Being a page in some ways can be a little traumatic. For the next 6 weeks, when somebody jerks their hand up, you'll probably go running after them. And that is a living proof of classical conditioning. In the past 2 weeks, you've also thrown away more mail than you will ever throw away in your entire lifetime. In all seriousness, I think every single one of us want to say thank you very much for everything that you've done on behalf of the House of Representatives, which is a lot more fun than being in the Senate. Thanks so much for your contribution. And with that, I'll read the resolution. A resolution expressing the appreciation and gratitude of the House of Representatives on the 89th Legislature of the State of South Dakota. Whereas the above named serve loyally as pages for the House of Representatives in the 89th Legislative Session, and whereas the members of the 89th House of Representatives express their most sincere appreciation to these young people for their service to the state, and whereas the members extend to these young people their wishes for a very successful life. Now, therefore, be it resolved by the House of Representatives of the 89th Legislature of the State of South Dakota that a personal copy of the resolution shall be duly certified and furnished to each of page on the last day of service. When I call your name, would you please come up? Austin Bauer. Elizabeth Anales. Kara Fink. Chesney Garnas. Brittany Gronewald. Elsie Haugard. Jonathan Haugard. John Reiners. And Tierra Tingle. Please join me in thanking the pages.
All right, pages, back to work. Other motions?
House Concurrent Resolution 1004, recognizing Hot Springs as the Veterans Town. Representative Verschio moves that HCR 1004 be adopted.
Motion is that House Concurrent Resolution 1004 be adopted. Has been seconded. Are there remarks? Representative Virgil.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. Back in 1889, the same year that we became a state, which is 125 years ago, as you know, the anniversary is coming up, our state veterans home ground was broken on that and was being built in 1889. 111 years ago, in 1903, the Veteran Administration's hospital was born as a sanatorium in Hot Springs. So for 125 years and 111 years, the city of Hot Springs has been faithfully serving our veterans. They have also welcomed them. They have many, many activities for the veterans, and it is centered around veterans in that entire city. And for years, they've promoted themselves as the Veterans Town, and they are signed that way. Recently, the mayor discovered that there has never been an official recognition of that, and that is why I'm bringing this today, and hopefully we can give them our support. Thank you.
Thank you, Representative. Further remarks? Seeing no further remarks, the question before the House is adoption of House Concurrent Resolution 1004. Those in favor will vote yay, those opposed nay. The clerk will unlock the voting machine and the members shall proceed to vote.
Jenna Hager votes aye. Representative Heinert Russell. Representative Russell. Representative Russell. Mr. Speaker, all members present have voted.
The clerk will please display the vote.
Mr. Speaker, there are 65 yeas, 5 excused.
So the motion having received an affirmative vote, a majority of the members elect, Speaker declares the motion carried.
House Concurrent Resolution 1005, urging Congress and the President to secure the blessings of life and liberty for our posterity. Representative Nelson moves that HCR 1005, as found on pages 78 and 79 of the House Journal, be amended with Amendment C-1005-TA.
Second. Motion is to amend HCR 1005. It has been seconded. Are there remarks? Representative Nelson.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. Permission to speak to the resolution and the amendment?
Granted.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. Honorable representatives of the great people of South Dakota, I come before you today humbly with a resolution that I agonized over, trying to find appropriate words that would not inflame the passions that this subject so brings. I would ask you to take a look at this. I try to word it in such a fashion that I think many of us can agree with the sentiments that are written in stone in the whereas section. We can probably disagree on somewhat in the action part of the resolution, but I humbly come before you today with a sincere, heartfelt wish to respect the sanctity of life, and it has even more of an impact as the forehead grows longer and the hairs that are left grow grayer. I am blessed this year with the anticipation of another grandchild. I've been blessed so far with two beautiful grandsons that are the world to me, and I am hoping and praying that the third one will be a granddaughter. So, in the spirit of this heartfelt joy, I wrote this resolution, and I would ask if you would please vote green on this bill. I would ask you to send a message to Congress and President about hopefully your own heartfelt sentiments and agreeance with what I've written in this resolution. Thank you.
Thank you. Further remarks on the motion to amend? Seeing none, this will be a voice vote. Reminder, it's only on the motion to amend. Those in favor of the motion to amend will signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Those opposed, no. That motion carries.
Representative Nelson moves that HCR 1005 be adopted as amended.
Second.
Motion is to adopt HCR 1005 as amended. It hasn't been seconded. Are there remarks? Seeing no remarks, The question before the House is adoption of HCR 1005. Those in favor will vote yay. Those opposed, nay. The clerk will unlock the voting machine, and the members shall proceed to vote.
Mr. Speaker, all members present have voted.
The clerk will please display the vote.
Mr. Speaker, there are 54 yeas, 11 nays.
So the motion having received an affirmative vote, a majority of the members elect, Speaker declares the motion carried and HCR 1005 adopted.
House Concurrent Resolution 1006, recognizing the anniversary of the addition of the words "under God" to the United States Pledge of Allegiance. The Speaker has waived the committee referral. House Concurrent Resolution 1007, petitioning Congress to provide for an audit of the Federal Reserve Bank. The Speaker has waived the committee referral.
Consideration of committee reports.
Representative Lust moves that the report of the Standing Committee on Transportation on House Bill 1060, as found on pages 76 and 77 of the House Journal, be adopted.
Those in favor of the Lust motion will signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Those opposed, no. That motion carries. First reading of House bills. Article 3, Section 17 of the Constitution requires every bill receive two readings in each chamber. This will be the first reading of these House bills. There will be four people reading bills over the top of each other.
House Bill 1095, an act to revise and clarify certain provisions relating to municipal officers. House Bill 1096, an act to revise certain provisions concerning the campaign signs on the premises of non-publicly owned buildings. House Bill 1100, an act to provide the use of certain photo radar speed detection systems and of certain photo monitoring devices to detect red light violations. House Bill 1104, an act to allow local governing bodies to require the payment for certain goods and services by electronic transaction.
Speaker signs House Bill 1091 to local government, 1092 to health, 1093 to state affairs, 1094 to health, 1095 to local government, 1096 to local government, 1097 to agriculture, 1098 to state affairs, 1099 to state affairs, 1100 to judiciary, House Bill 1101 to state affairs, House Bill 1102 agriculture, House Bill 1103 agriculture, House Bill 1104 commerce, House Joint Resolution 1002 state affairs. First reading of Senate bills.
Senate Bill 30, an act to provide for the definition of an advanced practice registered nurse to provide clarification as a function of the Board of Nursing in issuing a license to a certified registered nurse anesthetist and to change the Nurses Educational Loan Assistance Program to a scholarship program. Senate Bill 56, an act to revise certain provisions regarding auditing standards used by the Department of Revenue.
Speaker assigns Senate Bill 30 to health, Senate Bill 56 to taxation, 57 to taxation, 63 to education, 64 to education. Consent calendar items.
House Bill 1056, an act to repeal certain provisions regarding the taxation, the licensing, and the regulation of motor vehicles. House Bill 1059, an act to revise certain provisions regarding the exemption of mass transit motor vehicles from licensing and registration fees and the motor vehicle excise tax. House Bill 1061, an act to include limited liability companies in certain provisions regarding the licensing of boats and motor vehicles and certain provisions regarding the dealers and manufacturers of certain vehicles, manufactured homes, and mobile homes. House Bill 1055, an act to revise certain provisions regarding references to the Internal Revenue Code. House Bill 1064, an act to repeal certain obsolete provisions and references concerning weather modification programs.
The consent calendar bills are ones which have received no opposition through the committee process. They are non-debatable, but members can ask questions. The consent calendar bills, having had their second reading, are up for consideration. Are there any questions of the members of the body? Seeing none, the question before the House is final passage of the consent calendar bills. Those in favor will vote yea, those opposed nay. The clerk will unlock the voting machine and the member shall proceed to vote. There might be a few members of the government class trickling in, but I know there are some up in the gallery now. On behalf of Representative Duvall and Rounds, I'd like to welcome Mr. Karst, government class from T.F. Riggs High School in Pierre. If you're here, please stand and be recognized.
Mr. Speaker, all members present have voted.
The clerk will please display the vote.
Mr. Speaker, there are 65 yeas, 5 excused.
The consent calendar bills, having received a majority vote of the members elect, are hereby declared passed. Are there any questions on the titles? Seeing none, titles are deemed correct. Second reading of House bills.
Representative Less moves that House Bill 1046, 1036, 1013, and 1057 be deferred to Tuesday, January 28th, the 9th legislative day.
Those in favor of the Less motion will signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Those opposed, no. That motion carries. Are there any other announcements? Representative Hoffman.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. As was mentioned yesterday, this coming Wednesday, there's going to be a legislative competition at the Criminal Justice Center. I suspect it will be starting at 7, there'll be demonstrations, canine bomb squad equipment vehicle display, forensic crime scene, video shooting scenarios. From 7 to 8:15, the Top Gun competition will be held. And Attorney General Marty Jackley will give an example of a crime and how it was perpetrated and then how the criminal action was found and portrayed then. And he will do that between 8:15 and 9. 9mm, .40 and .45 handguns, absolutely no ammunition brought into the building. I've been requested, asked you abstain, please, from all alcohol. Interns, pages, and all legislative personnel, please do not have anything to drink before you come out there. They don't want any accidents. We don't want any accidents. And appreciate that before we get there. So there'll be a sheet on Monday, Tuesday, in our mailboxes with all of the particulars. So we'd love to have you. It's $5 a round, and it all goes for CASA and what they do for children, all the other things that CASA does. The other thing is, just so anyone's listening on the internet, we had planned on Tuesday having the actual use bill, which is a very complicated part of the production value property tax. We have been asked to extend that 1 week, so it will be on February 4th. We'll be deferring House Bill 1006 Tuesday morning. We will not hear that Tuesday. We'll be hearing it 1 week later. There are a lot of forces at work on both sides and a lot of data from the shift from grass to crop, crop to grass, and all those other things. So that's it. Thank you very much for the time allowed, Mr. Speaker.
Thank you. I'd also like to thank Dr. Schroeder Stephen Schroeder from Miller. I don't know if he's in the gallery right now. He does not appear to be, but one of the doctors who donated his time today for us. Let's give him a round of applause. Any other announcements? Representative Greenfield.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. Taxation has put in a long, hard week. We've gotten through two bills. Accordingly, we will not be meeting on Tuesday of next week. Look, stay tuned we'll be hearing a couple more bills on Thursday, I would guess, next week. But for sure on Tuesday, drive in late and spend the extra time with your families.
Any other announcements? Representative Hickey.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. House Transportation Committee will meet on Tuesday at 10 o'clock. And so we got some bills to look at. See you then.
Thank you. Representative Rounds.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. Members of the Local Government Committee will be meeting Tuesday morning at 10 a.m. And just to tag on to the Honorable Representative from Campbell, Edmonds, Falk, and McPherson, Potter, Spink, and Wallace County, we will be debating some gun bills. So it should be a fun time in local government Tuesday morning. Thank you.
Thank you. Representative Munsterman.
Thank you, Mr. Speaker. There will not be a meeting for Health and Human Services on Tuesday. No meeting on Tuesday, just for you. Thank you.
Representative Dryden.
Thank you. Joint Appropriations meeting Tuesday, 8 a.m., and we're going to start hearing Department of Social Services. I think it's going to be two or three days of
hearings
on their large budget. Thank you.
Representative Dryden, have you introduced your wife yet?
No, I have not. My wife and chauffeur up here in the right, she really didn't want to be introduced, but I'll do it anyway. My wife, Judy. Thank you.
Without his wife, Representative Dryden would probably not be here with us. So thank you, Judy. Thank you very much for being there for Representative Dryden. Any other announcements? Seeing none, Representative Steele.
Mr. Speaker, I move we adjourn.
Those in favor of adjourning will signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Those opposed, no.
No.